Welcome to a ghoulish edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, the Ghost of Glenn Robison. In case you haven't figured it out, this is a special Halloween edition of the show, featuring songs from Rapidly Rotating Records from the 1920s and 30s about ghosts, skeletons, black cats, and even a vampire or two. Halloween's origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. The Celts, who lived 2,000 years ago in the area that is now Ireland, the United Kingdom, and northern France, celebrated their New Year on November 1st. This day marked the end of summer and of the harvest, and the beginning of the dark, cold winter, a time of year that was often associated with human death. Celts believed that on the night before the New Year, the laws of space and time were suspended, allowing the spirit world to intermingle with the living. On the night of October 31st, they celebrated Samhain, when it was believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth. In addition to causing trouble and damaging crops, Celts thought that the presence of the otherworldly spirits made it easier for the Druids, the Celtic priests, to make predictions about the future. These prophecies were an important source of comfort and direction during the long, dark winter. To commemorate the event, Druids built huge sacred bonfires where the people gathered to burn crops and animals as sacrifices to the Celtic deities. During the celebration, the Celts wore costumes, typically consisting of animal heads and skins, and attempted to tell each other's fortunes. When the celebration was over, they relit their hearth fires, which they had extinguished earlier that evening, from the sacred bonfire to help protect them during the coming winter. We're going to begin this evening's festivities with some ghostly songs, beginning with Piron's New Orleans Orchestra.
Thank you. did you let me love you? Why did you let me fall? Why should it be when it's plain to see that you can't see me at all? I need your love so badly. I love you, oh, so madly. But I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. I thought at last I'd found you, but other loves surround you. I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the lover meant for you. And I'd be true, but what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm a lover meant for you. And I'd be true, but what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you.
Thank you.
British bandleader Jack Jackson and his orchestra and Dancing with a Ghost. Jack Jackson was born in Yorkshire in 1907 and studied at the Royal Academy of Music. His first professional job was as a trumpeter on ocean liners, after which he played in the bands of Jack Hilton and Bert Ambrose. He formed his own band in 1933 and got a gig at the Dorchester Hotel, where he stayed until 1939, during which time he also made a number of recordings. Jack gave up the band business in 1947 and pursued a career in broadcasting. Dancing with a Ghost was written by Francis Day, and the vocalist on that December 12, 1934 recording was Fred Latham. Before that, it was the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra with Gene Austin and A Ghost of a Chance from October 26, 1932. The Ghost of a Chance was written by Bing Crosby in collaboration with composer Victor Young and lyricist Ned Washington. That was preceded by Louis Russell and his orchestra and Ghost of the Freaks from August 8, 1934. That was written by Paul Barberin, drummer in the band, and the vocal was by the Palmer Brothers. We started this special Halloween edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Armand Piron's New Orleans Orchestra, February 15, 1924, and Ghost of the Blues, written by Sidney Bechet. Ghosts are certainly a common Halloween image, as are graveyards and dead people. Here's Leslie Cerrone.
Lately there's nothing but trouble, grief and strife. There's not much attraction about this blooming life. Last night I dreamt I was blooming well dead. As I went to the funeral I blooming well said, look at the flowers, blooming great orchids, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? And look at the coffin, blooming great handles, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? I felt so happy to think that I'd popped off. I said to a bloke with a nasty aching cough, look at the black hearse, blooming great horses, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? Look at the bearers, all in their frock coats, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? And look at their top hats, polished with Guinness, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? Some people there were praying for my soul. I said, it's the first time I've been off the dole. Look at the mourners, blooming well sozzled, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? Look at the children, blooming excited, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? And look at the neighbours, blooming delighted, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? Spend the insurance, I murmured for a lack. You know that I shan't be with you going back. Look at the missus, blooming well laughing, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? Look at me sister, blooming you hat on, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? And look at me brother, blooming cigar on, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? We come from clay and we all go back, they say. So don't aim a brick, it might be your Auntie May. Look at me grandma, blooming old A-bag, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead?
What's that I hear at 12 o'clock in the daytime, church bell ringing?
Man, you don't hear no church bell ringing at 12 o'clock in the day.
Yes, indeed. Somebody must be dead.
Ain't nobody dead. Somebody must be dead drunk.
No, I think it's a funeral.
Hey, look here. I believe it is a funeral. I believe I hear that trombone phone.
Hello? be treated like a hawk. I feel like I'm somebody's old sheep killing dog. I'd rather be dead and buried in my grave, mean old grave. Here's a man that's got me sniffing, sniffing dope and drinking gin. It's another one that put me in this old hole I'm in. He heard me when he left. Nobody but the Lord can tell. I'll be dead and buried in my grave, mean old grave. Dug a hole for his picture, faced it to the ground, sprinkled salt around to keep him from around. I'd rather be dead and buried in my grave, mean old grave. That man is my master, and I'm nothing but a slave. That's why I'd rather be dead and buried in my grave, mean old grave.
Lord, the old graveyard is a place I don't want to go. Lord, the old graveyard is a place I don't want to go. I hate to feel so lonely out in the rain and the snow. Dee-o-lay, ho-lay, ho-lay. Now the doctor said it's another month for me. Have mercy. Lord, the doctor says it's another month for me. But the way I'm feeling today, it's a month too long for me. Dee-o-lay, ho-lay, ho-lay. Now for weeks and weeks I've been here flat on my back. Baby, you know it. Lord, for weeks and weeks I've been here flat on my back. And my mama's down in Memphis. They say she's ballin' the jack. Dee-o-lay, ho-lay, ho-lay. When your health is all gone and you waiting for the call, when your health's all gone and you waiting for that call, that's when my heart overflows. I just can't take it all. Dee-o-lay, ho-lay, ho-lay. When you come to the graveyard, mama, come along. When you come to the graveyard, mama, come along. Sit down on my tombstone, talk to my rattling bones. Dee-o-lay, ho-lay.
There you have the former governor of Louisiana, Jimmy Davis, and Graveyard Blues from 1935. James Houston Davis was born September 11, 1899. After receiving a master's degree from LSU, he began teaching at a small college in Shreveport and began singing occasionally for a local radio station. He made his first recording in 1928 and the following year signed with Victor. Over 5 years, he recorded almost 70 sides for the label. He moved to Decca in 1934, and his big success came with his composition, You Are My Sunshine. Davis continued to perform and record into the 1990s, and he died at the age of 101 on November 5, 2000. Graveyard Blues was preceded by one of the greatest of the classic blues singers of the 1920s, Bessie Smith, and I'd Rather Be Dead and Buried in My Grave, from February 16, 1928. Before that, it was Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers with Morton's own composition, Dead Man Blues. We began this segment with British Music Hall artist Leslie Cerrone and Ain't It Grand to Be Bloomin' Well Dead from 1932, a couple of years before he teamed up with Leslie Holmes and they became known as the Two Leslies, a partnership which lasted until 1946. We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Continuing this special Halloween edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here's another set of ghost songs, beginning with Snooks Friedman and his Memphis Stompers.
Darkness has fallen all on God my feet. Swamp ghost is calling, I can see him free. Oh Lord, take me far away. Take me where I'll find a newborn day. My soul, oh Lord, please save my soul. Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Gold is going to town. I he's feeling great, and he can't be late. He's got a date to do a little pepper. You take his bones, you hot sack his bones. Old Mr. Ghost is going to town.
Who's that? Who's that? Who's there up there on the stair? Beware, beware, I hear somebody coming up on his phone. Oh, look, there he goes. Why, it's Mr. Ghost. He's going to town. Now he takes his chain, his glove and his hat, and like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright, and this is the night. Calls Mr. Ghost.
We've got all kinds of ghosts around here in the studio. We began that second ghost set with Snooks Friedman and his Memphis Stompers and Swamp Ghosts from June 10, 1931. The vocalist there was Pat McCarthy. That was followed by the New Orleans Owls in 1926 and what was described on the sheet music as a spooky foxtrot, White Ghost Shivers. Next, it was one of the stranger records on the Rapidly Rotating Records playlist, Ghost Dance, performed by the husband and wife team of Velma Truitt and Harry George. They ran a music school in San Francisco teaching banjo and guitar, and Harry George was a studio musician at a local radio station. They designed a type of banjo called the Trujo, a word formed from the contraction of their last names, True from Truitt and Joe from George. The Trujo banjo was manufactured by Gibson to the Truitt George Company's design and specifications from 1927 to the mid-30s when the Depression forced Truitt George out of business. The Trujo was available in 19-fret tenor and 22-fret plectrum models. There were four styles, including the style C, which had a solid ebony neck, featured elaborate hand carving and engraving, and in 1928 sold for $500. Lessons were given at Truitt George's Bay Area stores, as well as through a network of teachers through music stores in various towns. We finished up with the country western swing group The Tune Wranglers and Look Out for the Ghost, Red, from 1937. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Connected to the heel bone, the heel bone's connected to the foot bone, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone. It's easy to connect those dry bones.
Thank you.
We began this final segment of our special Halloween show with the Joe Hames Orchestra, billed as Joe Venuti and his orchestra, and Goblin Market, written by Spud Murphy, who was also arranger for that August 17, 1934 recording. Next, it was Thomas Fats Waller and Dry Bones from July 16, 1940. Fats was followed by the ODJB, the original Dixieland Jazz Band, and Skeleton Jangle from March 25, 1918. Skeleton Jangle was written by Nick LaRocca, and they recorded it again in 1936 as the original Dixieland 5. Then we heard from Louis Armstrong with Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, and Skeleton in the Closet, with the music by Arthur Johnston and the lyrics by Johnny Burke. That was recorded August 7, 1936, and was featured in the 1936 movie Pennies from Heaven, which starred Bing Crosby and featured jazzmen Teddy Buckner and Lionel Hampton. We finished up with Hitch's Happy Harmonists and Boneyard Shuffle. Hoagie Carmichael wrote Boneyard Shuffle and played piano on that May 19, 1925 Jeanette recording. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.